Om Shanti slogan for the 21st of April, in order to go into the first division, place your steps in Father Brahma's footsteps. I like to imagine Brahma Baba. And I also believe it's really important to do so. Even Dadi Gulzar mentions this in her book, Real Gold. If you don't know the life story of Brahma, then how are you going to be able to follow him? So there are the books, Adi Dev, and other books where we hear the seniors who knew him directly and how they talk about him. It's important to read those. See the Dadis. They evolved into such authorities of truth. But they had a model in front of them to copy. Brahma Baba was that model. Brahma Baba himself had no such model in front of him. He took everything from God, that highest, purest consciousness, knowledge, feelings, energy, and he was number one in translating that into behavior, personality, character, here, while in a body, on this planet. So how did he do that? What were his steps? What were his first steps? Sometimes I look at Shiv Baba and I wonder how he is able to play the part he plays. Because Shiv Baba plays his part so beautifully, doesn't he? Whether through the Sakar, which not many of us would have experienced personally, at least not in this birth, or through the Avyakt, which many of us would have experienced. So beautiful. So beautiful. No complaints. Never accusing, never blaming, even though if anybody would have a right to complain, it would be Shiv Baba, considering how people are behaving in his name and even the things people are saying about him unjustifiably. And yet in no Murli do we ever hear Baba complaining, accusing or blaming. So I used to entertain myself by thinking of why, how is it that he remains so stable? I used to ask myself, what is it that he knows that enables him to remain so beautiful no matter what? And of course, he knows the drama. Of course, he knows the laws of karma, the cycle. But I also used to think that there's one more thing that Shiv Baba knows. And that is, he knows his part. And I think that that's one of Brahma Baba's first steps. Brahma Baba understood his part, not just understood it. He recognized that this part was the purpose of his life, the reason he'd taken birth as Lakuraj, that it was to reach this point in the journey where he would meet God and become an instrument. And even beyond that, he accepted it. On recognizing, he accepted. He agreed. He signed the contract. He made a promise. And so we can also ask ourselves, have I? And I think there was something even deeper that was going on in those very first steps of Brahma. One time, Dadi was being interviewed, and she was asked what she loved the most. And Dadi surprised us all by saying, Dadi loves her part. And I think she got this from the way Brahma Baba, beyond recognizing his part, he embraced it. He loved his part. And so we also can ask ourselves, do I love this part that's being offered to me? I think there was yet one more thing that Baba really loved, fully embraced, which is why he was able to take those visible, obvious first steps, like his incredible surrender, his renunciation, we know the stories, his tapasya, his seva. I mean, just imagine the kind of faith he would have had, the kind of trust he would have had. But in what? Faith, trust, love. For what? Besides his own part. I was thinking that Brahma Baba also loved his ideals. He embraced and had total faith and trust in those ideals. And how important that is, actually. Because I know for my own self, when I first came into Gyan, that was the basis of my enthusiasm. I felt like at last I'd found a body of knowledge and a community that confirmed my ideals. Because otherwise, up until that point, my ideals had just gotten me into a lot of trouble. They were the source of a lot of sorrow for me, as I can imagine, for most Brahmins. So even when I came into Gyan with that renewed faith in my ideals, as the challenges started appearing in front of me, because the Brahmin community is not the deity community, there's no perfect Brahmin, so definitely there are going to be all sorts of challenges to those very same ideals. I did revert to that same energy that I had before Gyan, that energy of hopelessness, for example. I imagine how we all could have stepped back a little bit when those first challenges started really getting us, even in our Brahman life. Like maybe wanting to turn away a little bit because the community didn't reflect the kind of perfect love I wanted to believe in, or the perfect happiness I needed to believe in, my ideals promoted. But Brahma Baba never stepped back. Brahma Baba never got depressed or turned away ever. And he had more challenges than any of us. I mean, there were assassination attempts. There was arsenic. There were court orders against him and a whole community that turned against him. But he never lost his faith in his ideals. Not just because he understood that they're not ideals, they're memories of the last golden and silver ages. And as much as I strive towards them, that much they can become humanity's tomorrow. He understood that. We understand that too. But we still do lose our faith in our ideals each time we get depressed because of this or that challenge, or each time we step back saying, well, no, I won't do this service now. I've had too much. I have to stress out a bit. Lessen my stress. Brahma Baba never stepped out, stepped back, turned away. He loved love. He loved true happiness. And really surrendered his life to that. That kind of faith and trust in his ideals. So, these days when I think about placing my footsteps in Brahma Baba's footsteps, I'm thinking about this at the kind of level I was just sharing. In other words, I'm checking. How much have I agreed that the whole reason I took this physical birth was to come to this point in my life where I would meet God and be offered this part? How much do I love this part? And what is my relationship with my ideals? Because I've come to feel that considering these elements is a way of protecting myself against the many challenges that will continue to come as I continue this journey of settling my karmic accounts and accumulating for the future. They fortify a very important truth. This is who I am. Om Shanti.